Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
And we are back live with WIT Connect 2017, and the event is well underway. Me and Darren are just having a great time talking to great people, and one great person we just happened to meet is Rebecca. So Rebecca, what brings you to WIT Connect tonight?
Well, first, I'm here to celebrate all the women in technology and what WIT is doing for the young girls. I mean, it's totally amazing. We got the Robo Girls over there. We got, it's a really phenomenal event. And this is their, you know, their marquee event where they raise a lot of money for all the great programming that they have.
Yeah. This is our first time here, and it's just a really great event, and just being here, you can feel the energy and how the impact that this kind of event can have.
Yeah, it does, and actually, this is my first time here, too. Like,
wow.
Yeah, I'm newer to Atlanta, so
okay.
I haven't really had a chance to immerse myself into, you know, all the greatness that actually goes on here outside of, you know, just working with people. But this is a really good event. They have some others too. I'm glad you guys came.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the other reasons that I came is because I'm actually writing a book. And this book is geared to help young women in technology that are just trying to, you know, start their careers.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for 100 women that are currently in technology to interview, to give advice to young women coming into technology. So it's kind of like, it's like a legacy.
Yeah.
So this is what I want to pass down to women in college, just leaving college, that really have an interest in technology. So these are the pitfalls. These are the things that we had to deal with. This is how we dealt with them.
Mm-hmm.
This is the advice that we pass on to the younger generation.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm working on now. And as a thank you, anyone that does want to interview with me, you'll get a free virtual assistant for a day.
Wow.
So that's a... If any of you have had virtual assistants, you know that's an amazing gift. So,
and what exactly is a virtual assistant?
A virtual assistant is kind of like a wife.
That sounds terrifying to me, so I'm not sure I want that right now.
No, look, all the good parts. Like, they do whatever it is you need for them to do. So if it's a technology assistant, like for most of my clients, I use virtual assistants to help them with social media and some of the mundane tasks that they can't do, because most of my clients are women in technology that want to start businesses.
Oh, wow.
So as they're starting businesses, it's a little challenging to work your job, attend to your family, and start your business.
Mm-hmm.
So the virtual assistants play a pivotal role in helping them really launch their business.
Right.
So the virtual assistants do anything from social media to their entertainment virtual assistants. So you guys, whatever it is you need for like events, their virtual assistants that handle that. Their virtual assistants that just do paperwork.
Yeah.
Just basically whatever you need.
That sounds amazing. I'm definitely going to check it out. Thank you.
For sure.
The Atlanta assistant will find a virtual assistant for you. So,
yeah,
they're amazing.
And how do you go about gathering the information and just getting in touch with these 100 women that you're interviewing for your book?
Well, I do it mostly through LinkedIn.
Okay.
So I reach out to women. I'm a member of lots of technology groups. So I reach out to women in the technology groups on LinkedIn and Facebook and ask them if they want to interview. So far, I've gotten great responses.
That's awesome. And it's great, you know, the just building that community and being around like-minded people and, you know, reaching out to them as a woman in technology and wanting to interview them to help the next generation of women in technology. I mean, it's just a never-ending great circle, you know?
Exactly, exactly. So it's just, I've been meeting some great people. And, you know, I interviewed a woman from Google. I've interviewed a woman from eBay. And, like, these are, like, executive women.
Yeah.
You know, high profile. So I'm like, oh, my God, you're really willing to interview. Thank you. Like, you know, I don't have a name, you know.
So
you know, the fact that these executives are willing to interview with me. And then, you know, it takes all kind because women aren't just coming in to be executives.
Right.
They're coming in to be project managers. They're coming in to be QA specialists. They're coming in to be developers. So I'm interviewing all of these women just so that they can get their experience, their stories out there. Like, for instance, with me, I have a computer science degree. I've never been a developer. Never. My first job interview out of college, they told me they didn't buy me as a developer. So they hired me as a project manager. Since it paid more, I was okay with that. But I didn't think about what it meant for them not to buy me as a developer. I had a good GPA. I think it was because I didn't look like what they thought a developer would look like. So I never worked as a developer.
So it's, you're kind of trying to, you know, buck the stigma, and you want to, just with the book that you're writing and the background that you have, use all that and, you know, any adversity that you face, and it's helping you to propel you forward and really have that credibility to write a book like this and interview these women, even though they're, you know, maybe they're high up in their industry, in the industry that you're in, but because you have that background in and of itself, it's just supporting one another and building each other up within there.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And you'd be surprised the adversity that so many women have faced in technology. It's crazy. You know your challenges. You know, I know the challenges that I face, but to hear it from so many other women, it's just like, wow, okay, had I known this, what would I have done differently? You know, coming, how would I position myself differently?
Yeah.
Would it have gone off in my head that, oh, why is it they don't buy me as a developer? You know, what's going on here? You know, what, you know, maybe this isn't the right company for me to go to. You know, so there's so much. And, you know, there's so few people that are telling the story that, you know, I just felt it needed to be told. So thank you for helping me,
of course,
to, you know, to tell my story and, you know, what I'm doing.
Absolutely. I mean, thank you for speaking with me and Darren. And if anybody wanted to learn more about you or the book that you're writing, where can they reach you? Where can they get in contact with you?
MyLifeCoachRebecca.com.
Okay.
And there's a link for WIT scheduling.
Okay.
So if you do want to give me an interview, go to MyLifeCoachRebecca.com and click on the WIT scheduling link, and I would love to interview you. So thank you, guys. I really appreciate this.
Of course. And thank you. Yeah, thank you so much. And still coming to you live from WIT Connect 2017. We'll be right back.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmyboot.com.